One time, perhaps in 1966, the devotees rented a big, big hall in New York City. I think it was Carnegie Hall, a very, very famous and big hall in New York City. And they put up posters and they invited the whole city to come and hear Prabhupada and chant Hare Krishna. And perhaps 10 or 20 people came. And the devotees felt very embarrassed. Hare Krishna Maharaj, welcome. And the devotees felt very embarrassed that they had invited Prabhupada. And even sometimes when they were bringing Prabhupada to programs, they took him on the subway in New York City. And the devotees, and it's can be quite horrible on the New, raise your hand if you've been on a New York City subway train. Yes, quite a few of the devotees, amazingly enough. It can be quite frightening. It can be quite, it's not a wonderful place. So the devotees said to Prabhupada, "This is just like hell, Prabhupada." And Prabhupada said, "No, in hell there is no electricity." But after the Carnegie Hall program, where almost no one came, the devotees were feeling very rejected. And they said, they were apologizing to Prabhupada, and they said, "Prabhupada, no one came. We are so sorry." And Prabhupada said, "Oh, you did not see Narada Muni? You did not see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? You did not see the demigods?" In this way, he was encouraging them. So Mahaprabhu is present when the chanting of Krishna's holy names are there.
Those are pure devotees. Pure devotees means without any material desire. They are pure devotees. Those who are determined to go back to Godhead, to Krishna, they are called pure devotees. They have lost all interest for any material enjoyment. They are not determined. They are pure devotees. So this Sankirtan movement creates pure devotees. That personality, incarnation of God, who is really scholar and accompanied by associates, confidential associates, he is worshipped by this process of Sankirtan in the age of Kali. Arti, Jigir, Sena, this is very Paul Hoy, Kali Jigir, Krishna, is very Paul Hoy. Arti, Jigir, but this is Kali Jigir, and there were other three Jugas, the Satya Jugas, the Tritaji, Dasaji, the different processes of realizing God. So, God Chaitanya said, in other three yugas, what was achieved by meditation and sacrifice by temple worship, now that can be achieved in this age. Kali Dosani Giradhan, This is a stroke, verse from Srimad Bhagavatam in connection with conversation with Maharaj Parikshit and Sridhar Goswami. And there was a description of this Kali Yuga was given Maharaj Parikshit, became very sorry. But because you are fast in such thinking, always of the welfare of the citizens, so any part about the description of the Kali Yuga, just bring us disturbing his mind. Although you are going to die, it's good. There's so compassionate. So in the age of Kali, the people who suffer so much. So, then you are so sorry. So, today Goswami encouraged him, Maharaj, don't be sorry. There is very nice process in the Kali Yuga. In the midst of so many difficulties of this age, there is one boon, and that boon is one can become liberated from this material incarnation and alter it simply by chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Krishna, Kutkanarama Krishna, simply by chanting Hare Krishna, one can become. This is the greatest boon in this age, although there are so many difficulties.
So many difficulties, so full of miseries is Kali Yuga. But there is one good thing. Kirtana Deva Krishnasya Mukti Sangha Param Bhajai. And note, Prabhupada had mentioned very gently that Parikit Maharaj was about to die. And his concern was for the poor people of Kali Yuga, how they will suffer, and he wasn't going to be able to help them in any way. So the compassionate heart of a Vaishnava is incredible. Let's conclude hearing what Prabhupada said here.
It's really greatest world. The world is material, world is mineral. It's like cold season, winter cube. Today we are feeling no incarnation. Similarly, the material world is always miserable, but still, in this day, it is most miserable. In this day, it's awful. But the blooming, the personality has given, there are so many miserable conditions, and in the midst of all those good advantages, one can become free from all condemnation. Simply by Krishna-dāsana, Krishna-dāsana,
And quite the achievement it has brought us here in the shelter of Giriraj Govardhan. Just excuse me for a minute, please. Sorry. Adi, could you hand out the second song sheet? Please. Yes, Maharaj.
I wanted to raise a question to you, and possibly also Madhavananda would like to comment this. This morning we heard a shloka that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is actually present in three ways. One sakshat, direct. One avesha, that is by his prowess, like when he manifested in the South India and empowered so many people. And then by his avyabhava rupa, that is when he comes in the form of a devotee like Nakula Das Brahmachari. So when Srila Prabhupada here says that it is not that Lord Chaitanya is not present here, he is always present, and whenever there is sankirtan, there is this kirtan by the devotees, sincere devotees, it is said that Lord Chaitanya is there present. I really would request you to shed some more light. I note carefully what you have said so far, but I just want to, I guess it's just a question, how is Lord Chaitanya present when devotees are chanting? Is it that he appears in their meditation, in the heart, or is it that in some unmanifest form he comes and dances and those who are pure can see? Is this a sakshat revelation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
That's my understanding, that the devotee has the verse that Prabhupada quoted was that the Lord is situated in the heart of his devotees. That was the reference that Prabhupada gave, Naham Tishtami Vaikunte. So that means by the mercy of a pure devotee chanting, Mahaprabhu manifests himself. And sometimes while we chant, maybe we can't see Mahaprabhu. We might not be able to see Krishna, but certainly the atmosphere changes, and there is a wonderful presence there. The bliss of Vaikuntha descends. That's how I would answer that, because I cannot see, perhaps. Although I think when the atmosphere is certainly wonderful through Harinam Sankirtan, everyone perceives it, whether even the non-devotees perceive it. But why is it wonderful? I think this is that Krishna is there in his names and Mahaprabhu also. That's what how I would answer that. In fact, there. And since you also asked Madhavananda, would you like to say anything, Prabhu? Well, yeah, say it a little slowly so I can, because the devotees can't. Is there? Yeah.
Microphone is coming.
I would also agree with exactly what you're saying, because okay. Abhinata Namanam, you know, Krishna is none different from his name, and
yes.
Mahaprabhu is none different from that name. And specifically, Krishna Varnam Prishab Krishnam Sangopangash Parashidam. That verse has many different meanings. One of which is that the process of worshipping Mahaprabhu is by chanting Krishna Nam. And Mahaprabhu is present in that Nam. There's one nice commentary Pakir Mahaprabhu was reading to us some years back that explaining how in the Hare Krishna mantra, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu are also present. Krishna means Krishna Chaitanya, Nam also means Balaram Nittai, and like that. So Mahaprabhu is also present directly in the name, as you said, in the heart of the devotees.
And also present. Is there another sheet? I could use one right now. Could you sing, because I could see that it's getting dark, so we don't have that much time. Could you sing Udila Aruna, beginning with Jivera Kalyana Sadhana Kam? No, not there, excuse me. Oh, no. Jivana Nitya Janahasar Tahi Nana Vida Viparabar. It's the first, the third up. The third will begin Udila Aruna from the third line up, the third from last stanza. And of course, this song is supposed to be sung at sunrise, and we're singing it at sunset. So we could sing it backwards, sing the last one first, but instead we'll just sing the last three. Keep going, and then go right into Jeep Duggo and finish Jeep Duggo.
Nam Shuddha Kori Akan Shuraya Bhagati Nona Khan Nama Bina Kichu Nahi Ko Thank you.
go right into deep jaga with the next melody, the same melody.
Deep jaga.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare, 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 Ram, Hare, Ram. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Everyone loudly!
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Here are some instructions from Prabhupada's letters on chanting Hare Krishna. There is no such requirement that japa should be silently and chanting should be done differently. Loudly or silently, everything is all right. There is no such restriction. Only thing is that we should chant very attentively, hearing the vibration very distinctly. That was a letter to 1969 to Satsukh Maharaj. Letter 1972. Chanting japa should be done early in the morning with full concentration, preferably during the Brahma Muhurta time. Concentrate fully on the sound vibration of the mantra, pronouncing each name distinctly. And gradually, your speed in chanting will increase naturally. Do not worry so much about chanting fast. Most important thing is the hearing. Letter to Jayananda. This is one of my favorites. 1967. I have nothing new to instruct you. The same old instruction, namely constant chanting and attentively hearing the transcendental vibration, Hare Krishna, is the only process for self-realization in this age. In San Francisco, while you were driving your car and I was sitting by you hearing your transcendental vibration, this very sincere attempt has enriched your consciousness, and my only instruction is that you may constantly do this habit without fail. I'm just reading little segments of the letters. Always remember, therefore, to chant Hare Krishna, and that will save you in all circumstances, without any doubt. Of course we have to control the mind. Another letter. And I have already instructed you and all of my students that the restless, fickle mind can only be controlled by putting the mind to the lotus feet of Krishna, and this can best be done by chanting Hare Krishna mantra. And there is no alternative in this age. By chanting without offenses, the devotee cries to Radharani and Krishna to please lift him out of the material energy and put him in the spiritual energy. There is a difference. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, Namasraya, kore jatina tumi. Namasraya, take shelter of the holy names. Make the holy names your shelter. Oh, I didn't even read this. He says, make the holy names. Take shelter of the holy names as your only business. To penetrate the darkness of ignorance and bless everyone's heart. The holy name has arisen like the rising sun. Drink the pure nectar of the holy name, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. There is nothing but the name to be had in the 14 worlds. It has filled the soul of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And then Jeev Jago. Lord Gauranga is calling, wake up, sleeping souls, wake up. How long will you sleep in the lap of the witch called Maya? You have forgotten the way of devotional service and are lost in the world of birth and death. But I have descended just to save you. Other than myself, you have no friend in this world. I have brought the medicine that will wipe out the disease of illusion from which you are suffering. Take this Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, I fall at the Lord's feet having taken this Maha Mantra. So Namasraya, take it. Make the mantra, not the mind, not anything of this world, the shelter. So the devotee cries to Radharani and Krishna to please lift him out of the material energy and put him in the spiritual energy, which is devotional service. And because we are not at the stage where we can chant and do nothing else all day, there are so many other engagements. In this age, the easiest method for controlling the mind, as taught to us by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is the chanting of Hare Krishna. Chant Hare Krishna. That is my instruction to you. It is recommended that even if one commits offenses, one should continue chanting the holy name. In other words, the chanting of the holy name makes one offenseless. In the book Namakamudi, it is recommended that if one is an offender at the lotus feet of a Vaishnava, he should submit to that Vaishnava to be excused. Similarly, if one is an offender in chanting the holy name, he should submit to the holy name and thus be freed from his offenses. One should be very humble and meek to offer one's desires and chant prayers composed of glorification of the holy name, such as Ayi Mukta Kular Upasyamanam and Navritta Tarsha Upagiyamanam. One should chant such prayers to become free from offenses at the lotus feet of the holy names. Even if in the beginning, another letter, one chants the Hare Krishna mantra with offenses, one will become free from such offenses by chanting again and again. Papas Chayas Tribhavati Smaratam Tam Aharnisham. One becomes free from all sinful reactions if one chants day and night, following the recommendation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who quoted the following verse, Hareyar Nama, Hareyar Nama, Hareyar Nama Eva Kevalam, Kalo Anasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva, Gatirniyata. Here's another letter, and then we have some other quotations to read. For purification, we need only concern ourselves with no other teachings than those of Lord Chaitanya. And what he taught was that in this age of Kali, there is no other way to achieve God realization than by chanting the holy names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Omkar is there. And one may chant Omkar and achieve impersonal realization. But we are Vaishnavas and we are seeking the supreme perfection. Therefore, we are chanting the supreme name, Krishna. Here are some quotations from letters of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur on chanting. All auspiciousness comes from the regular chanting of a fixed number of holy names. It gives me great joy to know that you have understood this. Do not let up simply because various mundane thoughts disturb you while you are chanting the holy name. Such useless thoughts will gradually disappear as a result of chanting. So don't become agitated on account of them. You cannot get the result of chanting prematurely. When you have a great deal of attraction for the holy name, the allure of mundane thoughts will diminish. If we do not have great enthusiasm for chanting, how will we ever get rid of such thoughts? If we serve the holy name with our bodies, minds, and souls, then he who is named will reveal his all auspicious form to us. Just as Jiva Goswami said, if we chant, If we serve the holy name with our bodies, minds, and souls, he who is named will reveal his all auspicious form to us. Another letter. I am overjoyed to hear that your enthusiasm for chanting is increasing. As our contaminations are removed by the chanting, the Lord's form, qualities, and pastimes will be revealed to us in the holy name. There is no point in making a separate effort to artificially remember the Lord's form, pastimes, and qualities. The Lord and his name are one and the same. This will be understood clearly when the coverings in our hearts are removed. By chanting without offenses, you will personally realize that all perfections come from the holy names. And here is a favorite of mine. If you wish to give up offenses while chanting, then go on chanting constantly, and the offenses will stop. Sriman Mahaprabhu, please listen to this one. Sriman Mahaprabhu gave all his powers to Rupa Goswami. So pray to Sri Rupa and his followers and beg them to bestow Mahaprabhu's mercy upon you. You should especially pray to the personified name to make you worthy of serving him. Through the Lord's name, the Lord of the name, Namaprabhu, will take up residence in your heart. Narottama Das Thakur has written, I have died without worshipping Gaura. I have spent my life in striving for things without any value, and I have made no effort to attain that which is truly valuable. Chant the holy name and pray in the way that Narottama did. No distress born of contact with the sense objects will be able to touch you. Next. Do not be preoccupied with the end result of chanting. Rather, chant Krishna's names constantly with patience and forbearance. The Lord will surely not sit silently and do nothing. Gaura Hari will certainly reward every practitioner according to the nature of his practice. Service to the Lord is called bhakti. You can also know that uttering the name of the Lord is devotion. As you run your hands over the japamala, think that you are touching Lord Gaurasunda's lotus feet. That is the way you should chant. Pray to the holy name as you chant. Then the holy name will bless you. Always be detached and chant the holy name without offenses. Always study holy literatures like Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Pratana, Prem Bhakti Chandrika, Kalyana Tikalpataru. If you do so, all auspiciousness will come. We take pleasure in sense objects, but the most perfect object of the senses are the Lord's glorious lotus feet. We have forgotten this beauty and are ready to serve almost anything other than Krishna. This search for objects other than Krishna is the root of our disease. And as long as we have this disease, even the faintest contact with the Lord's name, form, qualities, associates, or pastimes provokes a negative reaction. We feel them to be bitter and unpleasant. Just as a jaundiced person is prescribed sugar candy to help cure his disease, the names and pastimes of the Lord are the cure for the disease of indifference to him. Then the sweetness of Krishna's name will manifest itself and will engage our spiritual senses. The sweetness of Krishna's name will manifest itself and will engage, the sweetness of Krishna's name will engage our spiritual senses in the service of the supreme object of spiritual love. Please bless me that one day I may give up my attachment to the sense objects and dwell in Vrindavan. Visha chari ami kabe jaba Vrindavana. We beg everyone for their blessings. that in the spirit of Gaurasundara's teachings, to be more humble than straw, more tolerant than the tree, respectful to all, and asking no respect for ourselves, we may follow his method of chanting the holy names. We also pray that we may hold the shoes of all those who chant in this way on our foreheads out of respect, and so be empowered to purify the world of all the distasteful refuse of temporary and useless things that have been foisted upon it by the sense enjoyments, the karmis, the gyanis, and others who lack discrimination, who torture our eyes and render useless our ability to see. Those engaged in chanting the holy name experience a state of astonishing rapture, ecstasy, when they reach the advanced stage. Now, we heard Prabhupada described something about the age of Kali, how horrible it is. But he also described that there is one good thing about the age. The horrible age on one side and the glorious Hare Krishna Mahamantra, the holy names, on the other. Srila Jiva Goswami describes in one of his commentaries, that it's in the our BBT Bhagavatams in the 11th canto, he describes that Kali Yuga is so wonderful in that it creates so many anxieties and so many tortures in everyone that there is no happiness, practically speaking. Always anxiety, the dream of that one day, if I get this, and if I do that, then I'll be happy. But the result is the forest fire burning our hearts. And that in previous ages, he describes, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra had the exact same potency as it does now. But the people in previous ages, they preferred to practice very difficult processes of meditation, of sacrifices, of temple worship. They would practice those to get their results. But in Kali Yuga, everyone is so disturbed, there is no shelter for them. And there is no way to remove the disturbance other than holding tightly as the only shelter. As our only shelter, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, Namasraya Kori Jatana Tumi. Not just chanting, but Nama Asraya. Chanting seriously. Chanting as Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said. Chanting so seriously. Praying to Radharani and Krishna and Giriraj Maharaj, please, please. I have no other shelter but you. I want no other shelter than you. So Jiva Goswami explains that this is the benediction of Kali Yuga, continuous anxiety and a shelter that is as near as we want it to be and is easy to take as we will take it. But as long as we have a taste for the world of matter, it will be, that shelter will be distasteful for us. There are so many wonderful quotations about the holy names of Krishna. From the Bhagavatam, O King, constant chanting of the holy name of the Lord after the ways of the great authorities is the doubtless and fearless way of success for all, including those who are free from material desires, including those who are desirous of material enjoyment, and also those who are self-satisfied by dint of their transcendental knowledge. All glories to the all-blissful holy name of Sri Krishna, which causes the devotee to give up all conventional religious duties, meditation, and worship. When somehow or another uttered, even once by the living entity, the holy name awards him liberation. The holy name of Krishna is the highest nectar. It is my very life and my only treasure. Of the nine processes, this is from Chaitanya Charitamrita, of the nine processes of devotional service, the most important is to always chant the holy name of the Lord. If one does so, avoiding the 10 kinds of offenses, one very easily obtains the most valuable love of Godhead. I would like to read the final song of Bhaktivinod Thakur that he wrote and included in his songbook Sharanagati. This is called Nama Mahatmya, the glories of Krishna's holy name. Because again, Krishna's holy name can deliver us from misery, but it can also deliver us to the highest realm in Goloka Vrindavan. Please listen closely to this. He says, how much power does the name of Krishna possess? My heart constantly burns in the fire of worldly desires, like a desert scorched by the sun. The holy name, entering within my heart, through the holes of my ears, showers unparalleled nectar upon the soul. Now, after I finish reading this song, I'm going to read to you an account of someone who spoke to Bhaktivinod Thakur, and we'll hear how Bhaktivinod Thakur reacted. But please listen to this song. The holy name speaks from within my heart. It moves on the tip of my tongue, and it constantly dances on it in the form of transcendental sound. My throat becomes choked up. My body violently trembles and my feet move uncontrollably. Rivers of tears flow from my eyes. Perspiration pours from my body. My body thrills with rapture, causing my hair to stand on end and my skin to turn pale and discolored. My mind grows faint and I begin to experience devastation. My entire body is shattered in a flood of ecstasy. While causing such an ecstatic disturbance, the holy name showers liquid nectar on my heart, Pona Amrita Asadhanam, and drowns me in the ocean of divine love of Godhead, Anandam Bhuti Vardhanam. He does not allow me to understand anything, for he has made me truly mad and has stolen away my heart and all of my wealth. Such is the behavior of him who is now my only shelter, the holy name. I am not capable of describing all this. The holy name of Krishna is independent and thus acts at his own sweet will. In whatever way he becomes happy, that is also my way of happiness. The holy name is the bud of the flower of divine love, the abode of devotion's wonderful mellow. Such is the power that he manifests, that although he displays his power only slightly, when he displays only a slight part of his power, he reveals his own form and qualities. The name reveals the form and the qualities of Krishna. And he steals my heart and he takes it to Krishna. Being fully manifest, when the holy name fully manifests in the heart, the holy name takes me to Braja and reveals to me his own love sports. He gives to me my own divine eternal body, keeps me near Krishna, and completely destroys this mortal frame of mine. The name of Krishna is a touchstone, a mine of all devotional mellows, eternally liberated, and the embodiment of pure rasa. When all impediments to the pure chanting of the holy name are taken away and destroyed, then my happiness will know its true awakening. Only if this song was the number one song in all countries of the world. Now, one time, one devotee asked one of Prabhupada's godbrothers if he had ever met Bhaktivinod Thakur. And here was his reply. Not long, but please listen. Did your grace ever have the darshan of Thakur Bhaktivinod? Did you ever meet Bhaktivinod Thakur? No. He left this world in 1914 and I joined the mission in 1926, 12 years later. Then perhaps you met other persons who had contacted him. There was one Parvat Maharaj, who lived next door to Bhaktivinod Thakur when Bhaktivinod Thakur passed his old age in Godrum. So this Parvat Maharaj then was a young boy and Bhaktivinod Thakur was old, living in Godrum. Raise your hand if you've ever been to Godrum Dweep. Very good. So Parvat Maharaj said there was only a partition wall between his house and Bhaktivinod Thakur's. That was at Sarabikund. From about 3 o'clock in the morning, Bhaktivinod Thakur would rise up and take the name of Krishna, the Maha Mantra, at the top of his voice. Parvat Maharaj described it like this, as though someone calling someone from afar. With this spirit, Bhaktivinod Thakur would chant the holy name. That Maharaj was astonished to see such behavior. There was a cement chair, and when Srila Bhaktivinod Thakur felt tired, he took his seat and rested there a while. And then, after some time, he would again wander in the garden, chanting at the top of his voice, Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! With such animation in his voice that he was calling a person with this spirit, not in a formal way, but with a hankering. He was calling for his Lord. And there was another thing I also heard about Bhaktivinod Thakur from another person, Ram Gopal Vidyabhusan, an M.A., and barrister at law. Ram Gopal Vidyabhusan told me, once we went to visit Bhaktivinod Thakur, we had heard that a government officer, an educated man, had become a Vaishnava Babaji. So we went to see him. And someone amongst us asked him, please speak something about Krishna and Krishna Nam, the holy name of Krishna. After a moment, Bhaktivinod Thakur then said, oh, you want to hear something about Krishna? That is what you want? You want Krishna Nam? You want Krishna Nam? In this way, he continued for some time, Krishna, you are asking about Krishna? You are so fortunate you have come to hear about Krishna Nam? Then, the consequence of that inquiry had such an influence on his body and mind that it is written by him personally in his own poem, Sri Nama Mahatmya. So what he's saying is that poem, that song that we had just heard, where Bhaktivinod Thakur is describing the ecstasies and the devastations and the manifestation of Krishna taking place in the body, that this Ram Gopal Vidyabhusan said Bhaktivinod Thakur underwent all of those. That gentleman, Ram Gopal Vidyabhusan, said, I saw with my own eyes that all these symptoms were displayed in his body and mind simply upon hearing our inquiry. Bhaktivinod Thakur said, you are so fortunate. You have come to hear Krishna Nam from me. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. In this way, he entered into another domain, and so many symptoms and expressions appeared in his body and mind. Convulsions, tears, all these things. I heard this from an eyewitness. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur ki jai. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Bhaktivinoda ki jai. Bolo Giriraj Maharaj ki. Bolo Giriraj Maharaj ki. Bolo Giriraj Maharaj ki. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Could we just sing for 5 minutes? Can you sing Maha Mantra? Now it's... And as we sing, as we chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, let us pray to Giriraj Maharaj as all the instructions that we heard and chant with, in a full-hearted way.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Krishna.